You're listening to the Honeypot Chats, a podcast about cybersecurity with your hosts, Brenda and Tambi.
Welcome to today's episode of Honeypot Chats. Today we're discussing the Facebook outage that occurred on Monday, the 4th of October, 2021. Now, it's not uncommon for tech companies to go offline unexpectedly. This happens sometimes more frequently than we would like to admit. But however, on Monday, the 4th of October, 2021, Facebook experienced an outage that was quite legendary. And this is because it lasted for over 5 hours and affected more than 3.5 billion people around the world. These users are people who use Facebook, Messenger, WhatsApp, and Instagram to communicate with family and friends and expand businesses through outreach and advertising. It also affected Facebook's own internal network. So today we're just going to discuss what happened on that day, how it happened. We're going to get into the tech part of it and then also just simplifying in layman's terms what exactly happened so we can get a better understanding. So Brenda, you want to walk us through?
Cool. Thanks, Tambi. So before we get into what happened, we need to kind of understand the technology behind what happened. So the two tools that went down are the BGP and the DNS server. So if you look at the BGP, it's a border gateway protocol. It is a routing protocol of the internet and is one of the systems that the internet uses to get your traffic to where it needs to go as quickly as possible. This makes it a very important protocol to use. Your DNS, which is the domain name server, is what your device uses to know what IP address to a website can be found. So computers only communicate in a series of numbers. So the DNS server acts as a phone book that translates the website address to the actual IP address that is associated to it. So for example, if we all look at www.facebook.com, the IP address is actually 69.63.184.142. So ideally, we don't go and write this whole long number. We just go to facebook.com. So that is the purpose of the DNS server. Tambi, do you want to go into what happened and kind of simplify the explanation that I gave?
So we need to think of network traffic as planes, and your device is a plane. Now, your device wants to connect to Facebook. So we'll put it in the context of it's trying to get to the Facebook airport. In order to get to the Facebook airport, it needs to know the GPS coordinates for that airport. So even in real life, if you have a GPS, that's how it works, isn't it? You look for a location, it will give you those coordinates. I think it's the longitude and the latitude or something like that.
Yeah.
So it works the same way. But in this case, because your device, be it your phone or your laptop or your tablet, is looking for the GPS coordinates, those coordinates would be the IP address. That's what it needs to connect to get there. And so it gets that information by asking that phone book or looking up that phone book, which Brenda explained to be the DNS, which is the domain name server. And so it tells your device where the Facebook airport is located. So in this case, again, it would be that IP address. Now, the BGP or the Border Gateway Protocol acts like the air traffic control system. And this BGP then tells your device how to get to the Facebook airport. So it will also look for, you know, maybe the fastest way possible. It will tell you how many bridges you have to fly over, etc. Now, what happened on the 4th of October was that your devices were looking for the Facebook airport. So it was trying to look up the phone number, the location. And it was also looking for the traffic controller, which is the BGP, but those had somewhat disappeared. And so when your device, when you looked for Facebook or you looked for, you know, trying to connect to WhatsApp or Instagram, your device didn't know how to get to that airport because it didn't have the coordinates and it didn't have the flight plan to get to Facebook or WhatsApp or Instagram. So that's pretty much what happened. Brenda, you can probably walk us through just some of the pointers regarding the impact that this outage had.
Yeah, I mean, I suffered from it and I'm sure you did as well. the biggest one was, you know, getting cut off from family and friends, right? So it caused a huge cut off. I mean, 5 hours of not communicating with, you know, different family members in different areas of the world, that could cause some chaos, right? businesses were cut off from their customers. So it slowed down e-commerce in many, many countries in many ways. Mm-hmm. As you know, WhatsApp has got an e-commerce platform on it, Instagram, the same thing with Facebook. So literally those that relied on those platforms for business were cut off for 5 hours. Facebook's internal communication tools stopped working. So the Facebook mm-hmm. engineers could not remotely resolve this problem. Mm-hmm. They had to physically go wow. into the office to actually try and solve this.
Wow.
So much for remote working, right? You couldn't yeah. even do that. So they had to physically get into the office and do this. And, you know, the biggest thing, which is like $50 billion, was wiped off from Facebook's market value by mm. investors. Mark Zuckerberg went from whatever billion, he shrunk by $7 billion.
Yeah.
It's not much, but it's much, right? And I think the most ironic thing of all is that Facebook was using Twitter. So Jack Dorsey was the medium of communicating what was going on for Facebook. Ain't that right. ironic? So, yes. yeah. Another thing is, obviously, when we look at this, we need to remember that, you know, Facebook is quite dominant in modern communications, and we're very mm-hmm. much dependent on its products. So, yeah. Tambi, would you like to go into our closing and some lessons learned from this?
Okay. I think the biggest lesson for me is that this outage served as a reminder that the internet needs to be robust and reliable. Because, I mean, look, you know, you couldn't communicate with family and friends. We now have WhatsApp banking. You've got all these businesses on Facebook and Instagram. Their pockets were hit. You know, yeah. people couldn't transact. People couldn't, you know, get in touch with their loved ones, you know. For me, it was Instagram that I found very, I was like, what's happening? I tried restarting my router. Like, what is going on? I think a lot of people, that was the first instinct, was restart your device
yeah,
or something.
Yeah, you know? Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. But then also, you know, coincidentally, this outage happened while a whistleblower from Facebook, who was a former data scientist at Facebook, was airing out Facebook's dirty laundry. And it seemed like there was some monkey business, you know, going on. Maybe there was some hacking going on or some ransomware going on. When all it was, a member of Facebook's IT department made what we can assume to be an innocent mistake, a misconfiguration that caused a service that connects billions of people worldwide to disappear for more than 5 hours. I would hate to be that guy.
So would I. I'm not sure if he still has his job.
Yeah.
You know, and he or she, let's not just, you know, let's not discriminate here, but he or she still has his job. And it's one thing, you know, having a ransomware attack or something, but it's another thing, you being the cause of your own problems, you know?
Yeah.
So,
exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. So that being said, we hope that you were able to get some understanding of what happened and how it happened. But then also, you know, of course, like Brenda pointed out, this was just a reminder about just how dominant Facebook is in modern communication and how much we really depend on Facebook.
Yeah,
this could be actually a topic for another day. But yeah, so that being said, thank you for listening in. Tambi and Brenda, until next time.
Cheers, guys. Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Honeypot Chats with Brenda and Tambi. Join us next time.